Let's stand together. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Lord Jesus, we're so appreciative. Lord, every opportunity we have, Lord, and you put that desire for us to be here. Lord, we know that's not earned or deserved or something we can work up, Lord, but we truly desire to be here as a gift from you. And we ask that you would just bless us. Walk amongst us, Lord. Just, Father, meet our needs. Strengthen us. May we draw strength from one another. Father, we may have strength to walk this laid out. We pray now, Lord, you just bless these few songs, Lord. May it just clear our hearts and minds for your word to settle in. We ask in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Sing in our Only Believe books, page, start on 94. Sing us a while, the meeting in the air. Don't be soon, saints.
You have heard of little Moses in the Borah. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told.
At that meeting, amen. 680. 680 on our only blue books. The Hallelujah side.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, for I'm open up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Though the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dream, yet I envy not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight gleams. And I'm living.
Saints, they always touch me every time.
The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy, joy.
Everything to me.
Amen. Sing it again.
He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Amen. Oh,
something on your heart you'd like to make known to him. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Josh, would you take the request?
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we think about all the blessings, Lord, you bestowed on us. Lord, we can't help but thank you, Lord, and lift our hands. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for all the blessings and desire you've given us, Lord, to be here. And Lord, when we have needs, Lord, we know you'll take care of them. Lord, we're so thankful for everything you've done for us, Lord. Lord, so undeserving, but Lord, it's why it's called grace. Lord, and such blessings from you, Lord. And as we take each hand before you tonight, Lord, knowing you know all about each hand and why it was raised, what's behind it, Lord, before we even ask, Lord, we ask you to grant it according to your perfect will. Lord, we'll make sure we give you all the glory and honors due unto you. Lord, as we gather once more, Lord, around thy precious word, Lord, we ask for revelation, Lord, greater than anything else in this life. Lord, for we know that's the only way we can take a step forward. Lord, one of these days, go home to be with you forever, dear Lord.
Yes,
we just ask you, Lord, for your mercy now once more.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray all of these things. Amen.
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 Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we once more thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we just, your precious word is so sweet. And we just pray that tonight as we renew our minds to these things, Lord, that you saw fit to have recorded on these pages, that it would just stir our hearts in a special little way. And Lord, just cause us to keep pressing on towards that goal. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon your word. And Lord, just bless it to our hearts this evening, we pray. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Do you love him?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. While you're still standing, if you want to, we're going to turn back into 1 Chronicles in the 16th chapter. Just a little Bible exhortation this evening, but you know, sometimes there's a lot of scriptures in this Bible that maybe we just don't quite catch or go back and read as much as we could. So, you know, I had a different kind of a scripture and a thought on my heart, but I don't know. Maybe the Holy Spirit just didn't want me to go that way because maybe it would have interfered with something the Holy Spirit's been, because it's kind of along with what's been come, our pastor's been bringing. And I pray that that's truly stirring our hearts. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk a little bit about this evening is, you know, what's this word mean to you as an individual, you know, and what's it doing for us as David here began to express himself in Chronicles, and how we see this is scriptural all the way through, and you just see it. I just thought we would just kind of renew our minds to a few things, but in 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, and we'll just start there at the 7th verse and read the 8th verse, and then you can be seated. 1 Chronicles 16, 7 and 8. And then on that day, David delivered first this psalm, to thank the Lord, Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brother. Give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him, and talk ye of all of his wondrous works. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. As we see a time here where David began to express himself, and you can go clean back into Genesis as when Moses and Miriam on the banks and Exodus, as they began to sing and express their thanksgiving to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. And you know, as we go through life, we face many battles, we face many things, and life, you know, in the natural may seem like it's beating us down, may seem like things are just overrunning us. But do we ever just truly take the time to stop and reminisce of where he's brought us from, what he's done for us, and what he's doing through us even now? You know, Brother Branham said, man is always looking at what God has done, looking to what he will do, and missing what he's doing now oftentimes. And sometimes it's just good to take a moment and just stop and catch the importance of this. And I just thought it was, as I got to reading more of these scriptures, I just thought, well, we'll just exhort on them a little bit this evening. But I just want you to catch what David is saying, what was in his heart as he's expressing himself. He says, glory ye in his holy name, and let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually, and remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God, and his judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, and the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law unto Israel, a covenant, saying, unto thee I will give the land of Canaan, that the lot of your inheritance. Amen. Make sure I don't get too far over here. Yeah. He says, when you were but few, even strangers, they went from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth, and show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, and his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens.
glory and honor in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, and give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering, and come before him, and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth, the world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let men say among nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, let the field rejoice, and all that there is that is therein. And then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And how is David was expressing himself at this point in time and seeing what was taking place in his life, how much thanks do we really give back to the Lord for what he's done for us? You know, it's easy to sometimes to see we got this thing coming, this needs to be taken care of, and I'm going to have this situation, and maybe I need this need met over here. But what about all that he's already done? And knowing that we're carved on the palm of his hand, and he's watching over us, and he bottles up our praise. The prophet showed us that in different things the prophet spoke. And how as we think about this, it just... Is our joy of our salvation, is it truly enjoying us? You know, as you think about the disciples as they were on the sea, and just to kind of get you into my mindset a little bit, but here's the disciples seeing all that Jesus had done and got into that ship, and Brother Branham titled the message Testimony on the Sea. But how about us? Here we are traveling this life, this road, and look what he's done for each and every one of us daily. Look what's happening still, where he's brought us from. And you know, do we fellowship with him with that? Do we thank him? Do we share that with others? You know, and it's the little things that he does along the way. Are we willing to fellowship with it and to testify one to another and to just share it? Not so much like, oh, let's have a testimony service, you got something to say? No. But just testifying of what God means to you personally. One to another, strengthening one another. And, you know, as you see it, it's all through the scriptures about giving thanks. And that's kind of and making melody in your heart, as Paul even said. And I just kind of follow through some of these scriptures. But let's go over to Psalms, where David continues on here. Yes. You know, it's amazing that the Lord seemed fit for every one of them songs to be put in there. He must have really enjoyed David playing that harp and making that melody to him to record all these down. But here in Psalms, let's start in the 99th chapter of Psalms. We'll just read the first and fifth verse here just to catch. But he said, "The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment, and thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy." And it's just, you know, as you... David was expressing what he was in his heart, what he was doing. Yes. And he was wanting others. He was telling others, oh, worship the Lord. Magnify him. Glorify him. Yes. Give back to him. Look what he's done for us. Why wouldn't we so willingly, just overabundance, have such an overflowing joy back to him in our hearts? Amen. But you know, sometimes we forget what he's done for us. We let the moment of time, what's coming, what's happening, fade out, that we don't see what he's already doing and is still doing in my life today. You know, it's God's grace, and I pray you can see it, as you know, as our pastor is going back through this message on faith and how it's changing and molding that little elect. You know, we're here, our pastor was given for this little flock, and as he's delivering the word, but the Holy Spirit lays upon his heart, the Holy Spirit is here. It's not our pastor, it's not this church, but it's the Word of God
He plants it and he waters it and he causes it to grow. And how it should truly just be, I pray we're all feeling the same thing. I pray we're feeling the movement of the Holy Spirit and seeing just this, the reality of the word grow, of what living by faith truly is, a revealed. I care not today what tomorrow may bring. But my life is so in tune with what the Holy Spirit is doing that all I can see is Him. The Word is becoming more important. Every detail means more. You know, you read little things, the prophet said, you find little nuggets here and there, and it just has a new meaning. You see it in a greater light, a little more detail to it. And oh, is that my works? No. That's the precious hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Being reaching down and revealing that to my heart. Is everybody, does he do that for everyone? No, but a special few all over this earth. He's dipping that precious word into their heart so it's becoming a magnitude and it means more to them than anything in the world.
Amen.
And how it's just drawing on them. But here, if you would go over to Psalms 107, and let's just catch this. Amen. Always wanted to be a songwriter, wasn't given that gift, but how David could just put words together. Amen.
Amen.
Here in Psalms 107, the first to the ninth verse, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord," amen, that's me.
Amen.
I pray you got to see yourself in there. If it's just the redeemed, and you don't know who that is, ain't going to mean much for you. But that's me. He's talking
Amen.
To me. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, and they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness." Amen. And oh, when you've been a partaker of that, oh, how much more you can truly, it's just such a mellowness, such a sweetness to think that of all the people on this earth, you see all that's around us. And here I am, one little person. If you would say, so to speak, I'm like one blade of grass on the side of this hill. That if I told you to go up there and get that one blade, how hard it would be. But he knew me before I was ever formed. Amen.
Yes.
He thought of me, he thought of you, and he saw us and planted us here for this day, this time, that we would be a people that would be partakers of the divine nature of Jesus Christ. Amen. How it ought to just overwhelm us sometimes to think of these things. Amen. Let's see here. Psalms 136. Amen. 136. And the first verse. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto God, unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. And oh, give thanks to the Lord of the Lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone doth great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, and his mercy endures forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever." Amen. He wanted to really drive home the point. "The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, and his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endures forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. to him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Zion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even a heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Amen. How precious it is, as David, just in that one verse, is able to start and show God's mighty works. But you know, God's mighty works hasn't stopped. What's he done for you today? What did he do for you this week? What's he doing for you now to see that great mercy still endures? Oh, my, day upon day, line upon line, he is changing his brain, transforming us to that image that he saw in his mind we would be. What a, just an overwhelming joy. That's the only way I can explain it. It should just well up within us. Thank you, Lord. For your, you know, we sang that little chorus, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. But it's really, thank you, Lord, for your mercies on me. Amen. Amen. He has been so great to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn over here now. Let's go over here to the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians, picking up what Paul, a few places Paul kind of, amen. But let's start with Ephesians. We'll just go kind of go in order. I got them. Let's go to Ephesians, the fifth chapter. You know, David, he definitely did not have all good times in his life. You know, he was hunted and chased and all the things happening and that he went through, but always praise, always a give glory back to God. And you know, you think Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, as him and Silas was in jail, beaten, threw there unjustly, but yet still giving thanks and praise back to the Lord in their state. And how, what a testimony that truly ought to be to us, that no matter what the situation is, what we're facing, what valley we may be in, we should still be able to raise up our hands and just thank the Lord and to praise him for his goodness and his mercy to us. And watch the, you know, sometimes we dwell too much on our problems instead of truly looking to him and giving it to him and just, Lord, I know I'm in your hands. Yes. You care for the raven? How much more would you care for me? Let me just release myself, Lord, and give myself over to you. And I'll get to something here in just a minute, as Paul put it. Amen. Let's see here. Ephesians 5 and 20. Amen. About the 19th verse, actually. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, give thanks always for all things. He didn't leave nothing out. For all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we'll go on over to Philippians, as he was writing these letters, he kind of repeated himself a little bit to each. In Philippians 4, and the fourth verse, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh my, you get in the Spirit and begin to worship him and thank him and praise him for what he's done. And you watch the peace that he will impart. All your troubles will vanish. They'll all go away. And oh my, how sweet it is if we would, instead of in times of distress, letting it overwhelm us, but go to that rock and truly just drink in that inexhaustible fountain. Yes. And just praise him and worship him and let him impart to us as individuals
that peace during the time of trouble.
Amen. It's surely there. Amen. Let's see here. Colossians, the third chapter. Amen. Third chapter and 14th verse. And about the 12th verse, I'm sorry, as he was speaking here. He says, put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of not mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And I don't know if you've had the opportunity to go back and be reading Perfect Faith and Works as Faith Expressed, but how striking it is right in the very beginning of Perfect Faith, Brother Branham started to speak on faith is based on forgiveness. Yes, and how he went through that. He says, above all these things, put on love, and which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. For whatever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. And may we truly be more in tune to do that. You know, it was in Daniel, the 6th chapter, the 10th verse. It's just a small verse, but it just says that when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, when he was talking about, he knew that they had decreed that he couldn't pray. He said, Daniel knew the writing was signed. He went into his house and he kneeled up on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Amen. Amen. It didn't matter. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Brother Branham, when he was talking of Stonewall, he made a comment of Stonewall Jackson. He said, Stonewall, they had talked to him about how do you stand like you do during the Civil War. And he said, before I take a sip of water, I thank the Lord for it. Amen. I paraphrase that a little bit, but that's the way he was putting it. But oh my, how true it is. You know, as we, everything I look at anymore, I just see God. Yes. You know, you, everywhere you turn, you just see how great he is. And it just makes you feel so humble. Yes, exactly. And it's truly, as you begin to see how little you truly are, but how merciful he has been and how great, and how it truly ought to just cause us to be more in love with him than we've ever been. Yes, and truly, the things of this world growing strangely dim as he reveals himself more, and as you see the importance of this revelation, the word being revealed to you, a perfect revelation of these things of which we have heard, and letting him have the full preeminence of our lives and coming giving sway and not mixing our ideas with it or trying to buck the Holy Spirit. Well, it's too far. I don't want to give up this. I don't want that in my life. I want to still do this, but in a full surrenderance to the word.
Yes,
and full obedience to Jesus Christ. Amen. And to let him truly live his life through us. Oh, it ought to make us such a happy people. Amen. And a joyous people. For it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. It is wonderful. He is so precious to us. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. Just a little exhortation for a Thursday night. But just pray we can take something from God's precious word. You know, as you read it, and it just seems like sometimes it just mellows you out. And maybe that's what we need, is just a little more mellowness. Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. It shall flow like a river. Amen.
Amen.
Truly feel his presence. Amen. It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain, it shall rise as the dew in morning o'er the plains. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth with
So many times, Brother Timothy's mentioned some things there of how small we are, you know, and he was talking about the blade of grass. But I've mentioned this before, but when I went to COSA, I believe it was, at the planetarium, and the one that they was showing at that time was the Earth and clear out here in the universe somewhere, and just traveling through space and then coming down the Earth. And just a tiny little speck of maybe a whole city, and showing that just that little dot. I couldn't help but to think, and by God's grace, I'm just a tiny little dot on this earth. Just think of that. And yet, God knew me before this world was ever formed. He knew you before this world was ever formed. I call that God's love, His amazing grace. Amen. Just so precious to think of all these things and how thankful we ought to be. Let's sing a little chorus. I will praise Him. Amen. I will praise Him. Precious Heavenly Father, so many times we sing these old hymns, and Father, it's so special to us because it's a part of our life. Lord, we see by Your mercy and grace that we're part of that, Lord, and we've seen these great things happen in our life, and by Your grace, we're still seeing things happen. And we see, Lord, by Your grace, where we're heading to. No wonder we ought to be able to sing praises to You, Lord. We ought to be able to worship You with such a love in our heart and have such a thanksgiving in our hearts for all that You have done for us. Father, we appreciate You and just love You with all our heart. And if there's something, Lord, in our hearts and our lives that keeps us from loving You like we should, please reveal it to us, Lord. Open our hearts to it. Father, we want to serve You with all our heart. We want to do everything You want us to do. So we just pray for revelation, Lord. For we know without revelation it's impossible to please You. We ask that You would bless us now. And as we leave this little place, may we keep You truly always before us, as David said also. That, Lord, we sin not against Thee. Fresh in our hearts constantly. Lord, our constant worship. Now we thank You now for this blessing of being able to be here this evening. And be gathered here, Lord, with saints of like precious faith. Bless those that couldn't be here, Lord. May You just meet every need in their life. And we just want to say, say a little special prayer again, Lord, for little Paisley. Lord, you know the need there in her heart, her body, Lord. We ask that you would just strengthen her and heal her body now and make her whole. And Lord Jesus, again, that you can get the glory and the honor for everything. The glory and honor don't go to us, Father. It all goes to you. Father, we just want to make sure that you get that. We ask now that you bless each one as we part from this little place, but let us not part from your presence, but keep you in our hearts and our flesh. Pray now, thy will be done as we give ourselves to you and leaving this little place and waiting for the next moment if you should tarry. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing it again for me. God for his love and mercy. Amen. Be dismissed.